Instead of a respected government post, he had been shuttled into an endless series of menial tasks and obscure low-level positions. The king spoke enthusiastically of his bright future when they were together, but never took steps to make that future a reality. Betrayed by his own family, Bin Musayyid had finally left the country of his birth and cut ties to the degree possible without jeopardizing the flow of family money. He knew now that none of it was of any importance. The Saudi Arabia that had rejected him was doomed. King Faisal was old and weak, a puppet of America who was losing control of the forces gaining power within his borders. He didn't understand the true destiny of his country. Instead of crumbling and besieged, the Saudi royalty should have been taking a place at the helm of the new caliphate. It was the House of Saud's privilege and responsibility to lead the forces of Islam as they exterminated their enemies throughout the world. His driver leaned forward to search the darkness for a rare street sign. "Left, you idiot," Bin Musayyid said. He'd been poring over the maps and satellite images on Google for days, anticipating this moment. They would drive straight for another kilometer, where the street would dead end. From there,